rhetoric was the art of giving speeches, and that involved much more than simply writing a speech, writing something that looked good on the page. One aspect of rhetoric was to deliver speeches effectively in conditions that were not conducive to speaking. Another aspect of rhetoric was to be able to memorize the speeches that one was going to give. The aspect of delivery was a very important part of ancient oratory and rhetoric, in that one would be expected to deliver a speech in conditions that were unfavourable to public speaking. The courts were held out of doors in the Forum at Rome, and the speaker would have to make himself heard against a great many interruptions of various kinds. We know that Cicero was not perfect at the delivery of his speeches early in his career, because we hear that after his great success in his defence of Roscius, he was asked to take on a great many other defences, and he took on too many cases and strained his voice and damaged his health. And this suggests that he had not yet learned to speak in a way that would prevent him doing damage to his vocal cords and his physical health. The year after the Roscius case, Cicero went abroad in 79 BC, and he travelled in Asia for 2 years. He studied in Athens, and he went to Rhodes to visit the most prominent Greek rhetorician of that time, Molon of Rhodes. And he said afterwards, later in his career, that Molon had toned down his style and made it less elaborate, had made it less Asiatic, was the word in use at the time. It's possible that what Molon actually did was to train Cicero to speak in a way that would not damage his health and would not damage his lungs or his voice, because we never again hear afterwards that he had physical health problems resulting from his public speaking.